some real life examples of this?
Yeah, we had it.
Yeah, actually, there was an instructions manual that was distributed by the FASB about how to interpret, I guess, the embedded derivative implementation. And the example where they showed you would have to bifurcate, I don't remember the exact components, but there was a foreign currency option that was embedded in there. And that was the particular option that would have to be bifurcated. Now, typically with a property and casualty contract, if the payoff is related to an identifiable insurable risk, then it would not have to be. That is kind of a litmus test as to whether something has to be bifurcated or not.
The example that I'm going to skip,
there's some